You know that feeling when a headline sounds big,
but nobody explains what it actually means for your day?
That's where Andrew McKay comes in.
Alex Andrade, do the maps accomplish the goal of ending the race-based drawing? Do you think they were drawn for partisan advantage?
The first question, yes, I think it addresses race-based maps. It complies with the Calais decision, and it provided the justification to pass the map yesterday.
The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. Things in a different way, and God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. Yeah. We're living on the edge.
So what song are you singing?
Unthinkable.
She's singing a joint, yo.
Can we do the unthinkable? Would it make us feel crazy? Unthinkable was the song I've always heard growing up. That speaks to my journey. I stepped in the audition room and didn't know if I would make it or not. I took that leap of faith, and it was the unthinkable.
Yeah, it was fun to watch last night. You had Keela Richardson getting instruction from Alicia Keys before her first song.
Love it.
If you ask me, I'm ready.
This is a song for you talking to yourself.
If you ask me, I'm ready.
I was really excited that she chose this song because Keela could achieve the unthinkable and the real chance to win.
I'm ready.
Oh man, and then getting ready and actually doing the song.
Give me a feeling that I never had before. And I deserve it. I was wondering, baby.
Oh, it's just great. As always, fantastic watching her. And then, you know, I think, I don't know, I figured that, like, everybody in Pensacola who was watching last night, there was kind of a dual interest in the show. Part of it was wanting to see her and hoping that she would win and wanting to see her performance, and obviously. But also wanting to see how we looked, you know, wanting to see what the ad looked like, wanting to see what the coverage of the event looked like, and wanting to, you know, how did Pensacola fare compared to the other town where they showed these events. And at first I was a little bit miffed that they got Jody Messina to show up at the at Hannah's concert. Like, well, that's why they packed out of town of 2,000 people with probably twice that number at their concert. Okay, well, that didn't really exactly seem fair, but okay. But no, it was fantastic. It was really, really good. It was, you know, I've seen people complaining, you know, like the Blue Angels only had a brief flyby. Okay. And, you know, the beach shots that they showed were, you know, largely kind of the docks didn't look the best. There was a couple of the pier and okay. But I mean, I thought it did a fine job. There was a lot of beach stuff. There was a lot of showing us as a great place and showing the parade, which nobody else had a parade. 11,000 people at the Hunter Amphitheater, you know, Drew having fun.
Once in a lifetime, hometown hero celebration, Miss Pensacola.
Jesus, we come together today. I ask that you cover my mom and protect her through her journey. And I'm hoping that you give her a chance to win this. She's come so far and I'm proud of her. Amen.
I love that. And she, I mean, which I thought was a good representation of her and her family, showing her at the school, just showing her feeling, you know, the part right after the parade where she's like basically bawling on screen because of the adulation and the emotion of it all.
I'm thankful. Thankful.
Yeah, and then seeing Drew hype everybody up at the amphitheater.
I believe you have the energy to.
The energy to.
You have the energy to do it. That's great.
I know you do.
And I actually thought that the Whitney Houston song, she just that her last performance before, I mean, it wasn't her, she actually sang a duet with Jason Mraz later on in the show, but that her competitive performance that she chose to sing was just you know, a song of praise to God. How do you sing a Whitney Houston? I mean, you know how much courage it takes to do. I mean, she did, you know, a Whitney Houston song in competition. That's just crazy. But she sang it fantastic. Carrie Underwood.
I love this show so, so much. I loved your hometown package. I love that you took this opportunity to sing to the Lord.
Yeah.
It just shows your heart, girl. Yeah. That's beautiful. Yeah. Thank you, Carrie.
Amen. Lionel Richie.
So there's always the eternal question, why did God give you that gift? And it's very obvious. You're here to inspire us all, to lift us up. And you're doing such an amazing job.
Absolutely. And Ryan Seacrest having fun with Drew.
And your son, Drew, could host this show. He's
hey, Drew, come
better
on
than
over
you,
here, buddy.
Sir.
Oh, no.
So what we've got to do is get votes, okay? So, vote for who?
My mom, Keila Richardson.
Amen. So, we're into like an hour into the show, and they do the first cut. And again, I didn't know the structure of this thing because I don't watch American Idol. But I'm, you know, watching that first hour, and they do the first cut after the first round of voting.
As you know, we've got to narrow it down in no particular order after the nationwide live vote. The first person to take a spot in your top two is Jordan. Congratulations.
Well, there's still two people left.
In your top two is Hannah. Congratulations.
No. Oh, and I had read a thing. I believe it to be true. I didn't do any research to verify it, but it was basically saying that all three of these people are devoted people of faith, that they are all like worship leaders at their church, and that, you know, so from a Christian point of view, wanting good people to win, you know, they were all good. Okay. And, you know, I didn't really spend a lot of time watching the other contestants throughout the year because I don't really care. And it's not my show particularly. I just wanted to see Keila do well and wanted to be able to talk about her. I dipped in a little bit to theirs. I didn't watch them all live or anything like that. It's not who I voted for. You know, that's not who I preferred, obviously. But they're all fine. They're all good. And, you know, third place out of the entire country is amazing. And I guess, you know, I was talking to my friend Brent Lane, who is at Cat Country, our sister station, and he was saying, like, we've never had anybody even close to this kind of final in any of the competition shows. And I thought, well, or, you know, at least of American Idol. Now, I know we've had some people that are from here that have done very well on Survivor. You know, Boston Rob done well. They live here. But I'm just celebrating. I think it was fantastic for the city, fantastic for her, a wonderful thing that everybody got behind. You know, I will say it's amazing to me that with as many people as were celebrating her and the music and getting behind her and wearing their black and yellow and being the key hive and all that kind of stuff, there's not a thing in this world that you can't find somebody who's a troll about. There's always going to be a very small number of people who are just such miserable human beings that they have a negative take on something like this. And it's fascinating to me. You know, you wonder, well, you know, if Jesus Christ came back, there's still going to be people who be like, no, I don't buy it. Of course, it doesn't matter. You know, no matter how good a thing is, there's always going to be some people who are angry or racist or stupid or just, you know, they love to provoke a reaction. So don't let that get you down, Keila. I know she's going to, I mean, I assume has a fantastic recording career going forward. And by the way, I actually thought, oddly, I thought her third song that she did with Jason Mraz was the best of the night. I mean, the Whitney Houston song was fantastic, but she was so relaxed. You could just tell she was super relaxed when she was singing with Jason.
It's like watching the night sky.
or a beautiful sunrise. There's so much they hold.
Can you hear it? You can say that you're not trying to perform to compete, but there is a difference. Just like there was a difference when she was here singing. There's a difference when you're just doing it for the love of doing it. And I thought that her performance with Jason Mraz at the end was actually one of the very best performances of the whole season. So congratulations to Keela. Even though she did not win, she got third place. We're super proud of you, and I know I appreciate having something fun and positive and joyful and faithful to be able to celebrate as we've been going through this process with her. 520 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
You're great at protecting your data, but lots of places could still expose you to identity theft.
I thought it was safe.
If that happens, LifeLock gives you a U.S.-based restoration agent who will stick by your side from start to finish. Phone calls, filing documentation, preparing insurance claims, your agent handles it all. In fact, we're so confident restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Isn't it nice to have someone like that on your side? Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Did you know? Economic development is not about slogans. It is about outcomes. Florida West Economic Development Alliance works to recruit and support businesses that generate high-wage jobs, significant capital investment, and long-term tax base growth. That means stronger public services and a more competitive Escambia County without raising taxes. Learn more at FloridaWestEDA.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance tech at a university, he knows ordering from multiple suppliers takes time away from keeping their arena up and running. That's why he counts on Grainger to get everything he needs, from lighting and HVAC parts to plumbing supplies, all in one place. And with fast, dependable delivery, he's stocked and ready for the next tip-off. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Christy D's Bad Juju takes the stage with rock, blues, and everything in between. Each show is full of high energy and good times from start to finish. So come out and have some fun at Bands on the Beach. No pets and no glass. And this week, don't miss the Gulfside Market.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
This incident is going down on your permanent record. A record that's going to follow you throughout your entire life.
Good morning, 523 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. The city government, Pensacola, put out a note yesterday about yard waste, which has been an ongoing conversation that I've been having with the mayor on his Wednesday interviews. And, you know, it's not been great, but as the mayor has said both to me, you know, privately and also in public, man, it's just been a crazy year for yard waste and trying to find staff and trying to, you know, if you've got a problem that is, you know, picking up yard waste, which is a free service by the city, and all of a sudden you have just mountains of it, it's a hard thing to adapt to scale up to. They just acquired three more trucks and more staff to be able to run around and pick stuff up. It's up like, what, 20% from last year, which is crazy. 9 million pounds of yard waste that they have collected this year, and there's still three more weeks to go in the month. Okay, that's as of May 8th. Okay, The city's leased 3 additional vehicles to go along with the regular staffing. And, you know, yard waste isn't something they pick up a lot of, so it's not like the garbage trucks just go and do this. It's, you know, it's something additional to the garbage, so it's not something you can really plan for all that well. Anyway, also a note that there's a free pickup of yard debris, but if you're a contractor, this is one of the things the mayor has also told me, is that, you know, a lot of times the contractors are abusing the privilege and just leaving their stuff to be picked up by the city. And then, you know, if you're the city, what do? Do you make the residents pay, you know, the price of the contractors not following the rules by having, you know, crud in their yards or crud in the, I mean, you know, I understand that. So anyway, that's something that they're working to make better. I think, you know, it hasn't looked great, but they're, you know, recovering and doing better at it now. Big hubbub over Sydney Sweeney in Euphoria. Now, if you don't watch this show, I don't want to promote it to you. It's a horrible show. I watched like the first, PJ, are you a Euphoria watcher?
I am not.
Okay. Yeah. Cause you're a good person. I mean, it's an atrocious show. I watched the first episode of it and oh God. And I mean, like for me to say a show is, you know, too much vulgarity, it's really got to be high up on that list because I will watch almost anything. You know, I know a lot of people who are Christians who, you know, can't stand anything that's above a PG and, you know, they think that it's all evil. And I mean, there's an argument to be made on their behalf. I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm just saying, you know, what I do is I'll watch almost anything, you know, and there's a lot of movies that are very vulgar that I find fantastically entertaining and good art. I think a lot of things in life are ugly and, you know, you can bring truth out of that. I will tell you, this show is way too much for me. And if it's, I mean, way too much for me, you know it's bad. That's context for understanding that the most recent plot arc, this cracks me up. So Sydney Sweeney, who is this, you know, bombshell blonde, the hottie girl of the day, she plays a OnlyFans content creator, a sex worker, they call it, which, you know, we just call them prostitutes. I mean, they don't, you know, they sell all kinds of crazy stuff, and it's amazing the kind of money that men spend on this. It's unbelievable, but also believable. Anyway, so she's doing all this really, I almost don't want to describe it, but if you've probably seen the news stories, you know, like dressing up like a dog and dressing up like a child and doing all kinds of bizarre things. So the controversy is that actual OnlyFans, you know, who sell their themselves basically for money online, only it's not actual sex, it's just, you know, images and videos and all kinds of lurid, depraved things that people ask them to do. They're upset that they're being misrepresented by her. So I kid you not. Here's a quote from, are you ready? This is in Variety magazine. "There's just a lot that's ridiculous and cartoonish about it. There's so much they have her doing that's not even allowed on OnlyFans. How dare they? How dare they make a TV show that falsely depicts our industry? And that alone is infuriating," she says. "The age play stuff where she's dressed as a baby in a diaper, for example. Credit card processors have very strict rules that you have to abide by, and the rules are getting stricter all the time. Age-related content is actually under the unacceptable uses," and so forth. This is a quote from, are you ready? This woman's name is Sydney Leathers. So Sydney Leathers is upset that Euphoria is giving OnlyFans a bad name. Just, you can't make this up. Well, thank goodness OnlyFans has standards. I mean, it's just crazy. So the Euphoria's portrayal of OnlyFans creator feeds into reductive stereotypes surrounding sex workers. Yeah, and serves as yet another example of Hollywood showing them in an unflattering light. You know, that's really the problem with prostitutes, is we don't have enough, like, pro-prostitute fiction out there. Just, what do you, it's crazy, some of the things. Let's see, sex workers, this is another quote from Sydney Leathers. "Sex workers in general, myself included, tend to be hypersensitive about the way Hollywood portrays us because it's almost never nice." Aw. Their feelings are hurt. "It's always absurd or depressing and rarely ever on point when you're part of a marginalized community." It's easy to get upset about certain portrayals now. So anyway, that's the news. If you were wondering, because you probably had seen the headlines or the post in your social media feed or whatever, and you're wondering, what is really the issue here? I kid you not. You know, the terrorists are upset that we're portraying terrorists in a negative light. The adulterers are upset that we're portraying adulterers in a negative light. The murderers are upset because how dare you portray a marginalized community like murderers so negatively? And apparently the people who sell their bodies online to husbands and boyfriends across America are upset that they're being portrayed. Well, we would never do that. We're not even allowed to do that. Oh, because if there weren't rules against it, you wouldn't do it? Just anyway. 437-1620, 437-1620. College students who use, this is going to discourage you, but here goes. College students who use AI, and that's almost all of them, 73%, at least in a Canadian report, and I do not think it's different in the United States. 4,000 Canadians age 18 up, 73% of them use generative AI for schoolwork. Half of them say it's their very first instinct when they get an assignment. Go see what AI produces. And then, you know, what's funny is they feel uneasy about it, like it's cheating. And then when it's writing, they feel like, well, that doesn't represent me. That's very generic. I mean, it's technically quite good, but it doesn't represent my voice. I don't feel like it's me. Because you didn't write it! All right, in case you're new to the show, I'm not a big fan of AI. I think it's, what's the word I want? I don't know, destroying humanity?
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump leaves the White House later today for a state visit to China, but the conflict with Iran could dominate the discussions.
The war with Iran, all of that likely looming over these upcoming talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping. The president touted his relationship with Xi, but he also argued that this conflict has likely changed the agenda of this trip.
Fox's Alex Hogan, President Trump says the ceasefire is on life support. The last remaining passengers have left the cruise ship hit by that deadly hantavirus outbreak. Ashley Neumeier, the director of public health Nebraska, earlier on Fox, describing the 16 people who are under observation.
They have been through an unimaginable experience here with their travel. But as of our last update, everyone was doing well.
Two other passengers, they're in Atlanta. Health officials say one person experiencing symptoms. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 5:31 at News Radio 92.3, and we've got right now rain with 66 degrees across the area. We'll get a look at our forecast in just a few minutes. Well, Pensacola's Keela Richardson finished third in American Idol season 24. After a three-month journey that captivated her hometown fans, Hannah Harper ended up winning last night with Jordan McCullough finishing second. The city of Pensacola releasing a statement saying that Richardson represented Pensacola with her soaring voice and tremendous heart, and that the city was honored to play its part in her idol journey. The statement also said that no matter the outcome, the best is yet to come for Keela and her family. Richardson received the key to the city last week during Keela Fest and also performed for thousands of fans at the Hunter Amphitheater. Naval Education and Training Command has named Navy Diver First Class Mark Powell as its fiscal year 2025 Sailor of the Year. Powell, assigned to the Naval Diving and Salvage Training Center, was recognized at a ceremony at the National Naval Aviation Museum at NAS Pensacola last week. He was selected for his leadership in the high-risk diver training operations, mentoring sailors, and supporting fleet readiness. Rear Admiral Greg Huffman presented that award after a competitive week of evaluations and interviews among finalists from across the NETC enterprise. State Representative Michelle Salzman and Feeding the Gulf Coast are hosting a food distribution event this Saturday at Marcus Point Baptist Church on North W Street. About 30,000 pounds of food, including fresh produce, will be available to about the first 300 families. The distribution starts at 7:30 a.m. They say vehicles can begin lining up at 6. Organizers are encouraging early arrival, as they say supplies are limited. There's a big change coming for Walt Disney World. President Jeff Vail announcing yesterday he's retiring after 36 years with the company. His retirement takes effect in July. Vail says he started his career as an engineer at the Magic Kingdom, and he's wrapping it up with the best job ever. He said he's been the president for 6 years. Vail says it's an exciting time at Disney, and he's looking forward to the months ahead. It's 5:33 at News Radio. 92.3. Let's get a look at our forecast with Channel 3 meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
Meteorologist. We are going to be seeing some rain showers as we go through those morning hours. Rain will taper off as we head into your afternoon. Temperatures will start to warm up as we head into the afternoon hours near 81 degrees with some sunshine peeking through. Going overnight, temperatures dropping near 67. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 81 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 65. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And it is 67 degrees with rain right now. Your next news at 6 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
My grades were bad. I would, like, get D's and C's.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
It got worse and worse and worse throughout the years.
There are students who need somebody.
They can trust someone, and it could be the first person they've ever trusted in their life.
Communities and Schools is lowering America's dropout rate by helping more than 1.3 million kids every year get whatever they need to succeed in school.
If something was going on at home, we would go just stop by Ms. Liberty's office and talk to her.
Communities and Schools vouched for me when everyone else had lost hope.
You can help change the picture of education right here in your community and across the nation. Visit communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what keeps most people up at night?
It's not politics.
It's money. Dave Ramsey helps you take control of it, one decision at a time. Real callers, real situations, and straight talk about getting out of debt, building wealth, and finally telling your money where to go.
Where to go.
Instead of wondering where it went.
Where it went.
Dave Ramsey, weeknights 7 to 10 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
Good morning, I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Jimmy Petronas is our congressman for Florida District 1, Northwest Florida. Jimmy, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
We're doing great. Let's start with the biggest, most interesting, fun topic of the day, which is Keila Richardson is going to be in the finals tonight for American Idol. I know you were at the concert last week.
Yeah. As soon as you said that, I got chills. There's going to be, I'm still the small business guy at heart. And I look at, what she has done for Northwest Florida and the exposure that she is going to give us over the next 48 hours is going to be just insane.
Yeah.
It's going to be putting her on a global stage. Hopefully we get to celebrate her win tonight. However quick, how quick do they announce the winner?
It's same day. It's not like at the show. That's how they've been doing it all along.
That's so crazy. Yeah. I would think the viewership in Northwest Florida is probably going to be the highest it's ever been for that show.
I hope so. And you do have to vote during the show. That caught me off guard a couple of times. I didn't realize that until basically last week. So I'm not an Idol fan normally. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
Katie was reminding me that last night. So yeah, we gotta plug that.
Gas is at $4 a gallon here locally. Some places rush right through the $4 barrier, which surprised me because the last time they really camped at $3.99 and didn't want to go above $4. I was talking to some folks in the Navy, retired Navy folks, and they basically said, yeah, I mean, you know, $4 a gallon gas sucks, but, you know, Iran with a nuclear weapon sucks too. Which one do you want to pay, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been interesting seeing some of the president's actions. Yesterday's agreement, I guess, that was rolled out by whatever level of negotiation, I think that's part of the frustration why the president's not sending an envoy over there anymore, because we truly don't know at what level of a decision maker is left. I think he has been frustrated by, you know, who may be actually putting that together. So now let's just go from a position of strength. We're not being the aggressor, but we definitely put a blockade in place. I know yesterday, I think, was one of the first liquid natural gas freighters from Qatar that made it through the pass. So, you know, definitely those players that are our friends, we're working with them to get their products out. I think we actually went and hit some of their storage facilities this past week also to get their attention also, because their oil production is their lifeline.
Well, you know, it is kind of a funny one where we killed all their leadership and then we're complaining that we can't find any leadership to negotiate with. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, I mean, we're essentially dealing with the male interns, it sounds like. I think, you know, the president, as this was, you know, an operation jointly with Israel, probably Israel decided to be probably a little more aggressive because they saw this as an opportunity. I think there's been a little bit of a coolness between Netanyahu and the president here lately. You don't see them broing it out like they were because, look, I think the president wants this over too, you know. But, you know, I don't know. If I'm kind of looking at the scene, you know, there's just nobody of any real decision-making ability left. And where they say the supreme leader still is existing, I guess he's got an injury to his knee and another injury to his body. It must be more traumatic than what they're leading on to.
Yeah.
But they also have rumored that this guy is not really the type of person to be negotiating on behalf of a country.
Yeah, and well, and you know, as you mentioned on BB, like the headline, I didn't read the story, but the headline was that he's asking to basically not take American money anymore, which I thought was, oh, what, really? Okay. Switching gears a little bit, Virginia got dealt a setback in the redistricting battle because, as I understand it, their Supreme Court basically said, you didn't do the proper two votes to make this all happen, and so as a procedural matter, your redistricting, your political gerrymandering to eliminate the Republicans is not legal for this election cycle. You can do it for next election cycle. Fascinating discussion or fascinating impact on what's going on with Congress for this election, right?
Yeah, it really is. So the Supreme Court struck down those proposed maps because they didn't follow instructions. And, you know, the Democrats spent, at least that we know of, $60 million in this endeavor. I think the Republicans, to try to stop it, we were somewhere close to $10 million. So this was a big all-in for the Democratic Party. Now, Hakeem Jeffries, so that's the guy who leads the Democrats in Congress. He wants the Virginia legislature to go and reconvene and pass a bill that would change the mandatory retirement age of Virginia Supreme Court justices.
No way.
You would force them out, and then the Democratic governor, through the process they have, every state's different, would then reappoint new Supreme Court justices that would be sympathetic of this particular map situation. And so if they didn't win, let's go change the rules of the game so we can win.
That is an unbelievably audacious court packing scheme. Like, we're not even court packing. We're going to fire some people by lowering the retirement age threshold artificially, and then we're going to reappoint them with, oh, my God. If they, like, I can never hear a complaint about fairness in the process for judicial anything ever again if they do that. That is unbelievable. Wow. I had not heard that, so I'm just flabbergasted by it. They're seriously trying, like, they couldn't just put in a height requirement or a weight requirement or, you know, nobody with green eyes. They couldn't put in something like that for the Supreme Court in Virginia.
They may add that too.
Hey, really interesting news. Chandra Newman, who I know you know, the NAS Pensacola commanding officer, Mama-san, yep. She and Thumbs, Ted Elkins, Captain Elkins from Whiting Field, they both gave a presentation last week to the Chamber of Commerce about the state of the military. And she was talking about the Intergovernmental Services Agreement, I think that's support agreement. Anyway, well, I forget what the S stands for. Like, they're building, basically going to contract with RISE, who builds dorms for, you know, like LSU and stuff. They're going to build dorms for the information warriors at Corey Station, and they're wanting to do something like that with the port. This IGSA stuff, have you been involved in that? I know you've been involved in the hangar funding, you know, the $12 million for the hangar and the $3 million for Navy Boulevard. You know, she also wants to kind of work on private development at Softly Field, like economic development. Have you been involved in the IGSA stuff at all?
Well, so yes and no. I've seen all of the improvements that are needed. Mm-hmm. She showed me all those. We are putting in specific appropriation requests and work to in hopes to help facilitate a lot of those needs. So I'm assuming this is just what we're doing is complementing what she's advocating for through the method she has. So Jimmy's not, you know, new on all the acronyms, but yeah, that we're shooting for the same goal.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And I just think it's a fascinating way to kind of bypass the high cost of red tape business with the government, specifically military construction, right? You know,
Hung Cao, who's the new interim secretary, he is adamant about trying to get things done, because if you're the hangar that the Blue Angels need, we got $12 million for it, but it's arguably a $500 million hangar. But then you look at the hangars that SST has got, which are almost the size you need, those were less than $100 million. So, I mean, yeah, there's no common sense about this. So.
No, totally agreed. And yeah, what ST built and what we could do to adopt that same, basically have this production company come and build our better hangars on NAS Pensacola, that she was talking about that. And I agree, you know, the cost savings alone make it stupid to do it any other way. You have a town hall coming up tomorrow. Is that right, for veterans?
Yeah. So I tell you, these teletown halls, the first one we did was a few months ago. We had 5,000 people on the line. This one, we did this about 2 weeks ago, a little more of a generic town hall. We had over 3,000. This one's gonna be more veteran centric. So, you know, we're going to be drilling down more specifically into the, like the STAR Act bill and all the different things that we're either co-sponsored or sponsored or advocating for. But more importantly, also hear the feedback from our constituents. There'll be bills that they'll want us to engage with. And then, you know, it gives us also, you know, a way to constructively improve how we're doing our job to help our veterans get the services they're entitled to.
Well, looking forward to that. How do people participate if they want to?
Yeah, so it's easy. So there'll be a few different ways. One, you're going to get a phone call from us. You know, just you know, accept the phone call. That'll be tomorrow night at, I think it's 5:30 Central, because we'll be in D.C.
Okay.
Or, you know, we'll post. I've got the phone number here. I tell you what I'll do.
Give them the website, and they can find it that way. That's good enough.
Yeah, patronus.house.gov.
Okay.
And then what I'll do is I will text you when we get off the phone, the phone number.
Okay.
And then you can tease it later on in the
okay.
show.
Very good, very good. One last thing I was going to ask you. Have you looked at any of the UFO stuff?
What everybody in the world is seeing on TV.
Okay. All right. Same. I haven't gotten into it, which I'm afraid to anyway. Did you see the thing that the Senate passed the Senate passed the bill that is going to allow F-14s to kind of come out of retirement. There's three of them still in existence. The rest of everything we all shredded because we didn't want Iran to get the parts. But two of them, I guess, for display, and maybe one for doing air show flies. Like, I cannot believe the possibility that we might get F-15 or F-14s in the air again.
Okay, so I'm a little bit of a conspiracy theorist. You have got this brand new Top Gun movie coming out. Evidently, I think it's a little bit of a throwback.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if somebody went and stirred the pot of some senator who, you know, is not facing re-election to roll these out. So, you know, Tom Cruise's new movie could get that video footage. So who knows?
I love it. I mean, if it puts F-14s in the air, I'm not going to complain about any how it got there.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I think in the last movie, the F-14 they used, that, you know, whatever third world, you know, dictator that was had in their inventory, was all CGI. So
yeah.
I think they definitely got a little bit more of a, it's going to be interesting how they make, I guess they can make Tom Cruise look like he's, you know, 18 again. So.
Well, I mean, just show him as he is. He doesn't age. he's been preserved pretty well. Hey, last thing I was just going to ask you about, just because I think it's interesting. There may be no role for Congress in this, but I'm curious. We've been talking about the geofence warrants, you know, the case at the Supreme Court where they basically ask for all of the cell phone presence within a certain time and a location retroactively to the past to try to find a bank robber was the case. And, you know, I talked to our local law enforcement. PPD says, you know, Eric Winstrom says that he is well aware of the privacy concerns, and he has those himself. But also they've been very useful that they've used them in the past. Do you have a thought about that? Does that seem like a Fourth Amendment violation to you? Seem like an expectation of privacy? Or do you think, like, well, if you want to keep your bank robbing secret, then don't take your phone with you?
Yeah, look, I think there's always going to be unintended consequences when human beings are making decisions on behalf of other human beings. So, I mean, the geofence technology sounds fantastic. It sounds like it's going to do a lot of good. It'll simplify investigations. But unfortunately, you're going to have unintended consequences. Somebody's going to be, you know, mapping, you know, your house. And unfortunately, they're going to get Pickens' house, too, at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, and so, I mean, if you're next door neighbor. So I'm good with it to a certain degree. You know, it may be, it's a slippery slope. Let's just put it that way.
To find a murderer or a kidnapping or a bank robber, I don't object too much to that. But to find the people who attended the political rally or, you know, the people who went for Moms for Liberty. Yeah, no, that's not good. And that's obviously, you know, looking at your pictures, looking at your emails, you know, those are the issues.
The we're just like we're seeing when going to Virginia. Here's the extremes that a different political party will go. Or look what's going on in Los Angeles right now.
Yeah.
You're going to have extremes when people are trying to make a statement. Or, you know, I mean, it may not be in our country, but it's definitely going to happen somewhere. But we're the world's pace setter. I get nervous about that stuff. I just you know, it's just like I hate. I'm not a fan of red light cameras or speed cameras, any of that type of stuff. You know, they end up getting put in places as gotcha moments. And, you know, let it be known, if you're going to put them up, then they should be revenue neutral. They shouldn't be some type of a change the culture, but don't make them some type of a crazy profit. Technology gets abused. It does.
Jimmy Petronis, he is our congressman for Northwest Florida District 1. As always, sir, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Absolutely. 5:52 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem even I can't fight alone. Childhood hunger. Over 17 million kids in America may not know where their next meal is coming from. That's 1 in 5 children. Yet billions of pounds of surplus food produced right here in America just get thrown out every year. That's more than enough to feed every last hungry child. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids before it goes to waste. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank by going to feedingamerica.org. Together we can knock out hunger. Together, we're feeding America.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What if we got rewarded for every good decision?
Dinner. Meal needs a vegetable. Check.
Amazing.
Vegetables cooked with a healthier oil instead of butter?
Fantastic.
Replacing bad fats with healthier fats like those in canola or vegetable oil is good for your heart. Take up the challenge for good health because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Visit heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Right now, somewhere close, your dream house is sitting there. Maybe it's got the perfect porch, a backyard made for barbecues, a kitchen built for big family meals, and it's just waiting for you to call it home. At Penair Credit Union, we make it easy to get there with great rates, flexible loans, and local lenders who know the market. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing, we're here to help. So what are you waiting for? Learn more at penair.org/homeloans. Equal housing lender.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbieri Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Nicole Stacy, Vice President of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on the Blue Angels, beaches, festivals, and all things fun. You don't want to miss it.
Thing too that I love about where we live and our beaches is that they're family beaches.
Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You're happy because you got nothing. You got nothing in court. You don't got the bookkeeper. You got nothing. Nothing. And if you were a man, you would have done it now. You don't got a thing, you punk.
Good morning, 5:56 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I say this because it might be my favorite story of the day out of a state I used to live in before I moved here. So for 2 years, I lived in Oregon producing radio shows at the network and South Oregon, like almost just barely over the border from California, you know, kind of the free state of Jackson. Some people refer to it. It's a, you know, Oregon is an interesting place. Beautiful. One of the most beautiful places I've ever lived, but also weird. Politics is very libertarian, liberal. You know, Oregon was, until they got rid of the law, one of the last two places in the country where you could not pump your own gas as a form of protectionism for the one gas station attendant that they would pay to have on staff. And as a result of that protectionism, form of job protectionist socialism, the effect on the consumer was that everybody had to wait in line for gas. You know, you think of like hurricane days, you know, when everybody's gassing up, or like, you know, when there's been some kind of an event, or during the oil shortages that have happened periodically in history. You know, remember, you know, when people are honking at each other, not as common, but, you know, if you have to wait like three or four cars deep at every pump, you know, those days, that's every day at the gas station in Oregon when they had protectionism in for you couldn't do your own credit card. You literally would pull up to the gas station, and you would wait for somebody to come to the car, and then you would give them your credit card, and they would put the credit card in, and they put the pump in, and then they'd start the pump, and then they'd go to the next car. That's it, in order to protect a minimum wage job for one person. And the net effect is everybody waited in line. Now, they got rid of it. New Jersey still has it. It's the only state that still has it. But I tell you that as context for understanding that Oregon has some problems. It's a beautiful state. But, you know, Portland is, it's, you know, leftist mecca. So in Portland, the school system is so bad. How bad is it? It's so bad that they actually have a gubernatorial campaign being run for a candidate that is a pencil. I can't make this up. There is a pencil running for governor in Oregon in order to highlight the need for reforms in the education system and to point out just how bad the system really is.
The highlighters in the next
meet election. My friend Pencil. They're running for governor to make a point about education.
They want to make sure grown-ups do what works for kids. And they want to give extra help to kids who need it most. Changing our education system will take leadership and a lot of hard work.
But our kids are worth it. And the best part?
There are things we can do right now.
If I could vote, I'd vote for Pencil.
Me too.
Me too.
Me too.
Go to pencilforgov.com to learn more. Paid for by Pencil Pack.
This is not satire. This is a real thing. I mean, he can't actually win. And by the way, the Pencil, who is basically like you think of a mascot costume, you know, for, they come in all kinds of shapes. It's a giant pencil, 6-foot-tall pencil. And he's running around campaigning for governor. It's the brainchild of a former college professor and literacy advocate who says that, you know, we need to raise attention to this issue and get people to vote for the Pencil. This may not surprise you, but Pencil is a writing candidate.
Good one.
For real. They're just trying to sharpening focus on the issue and trying to erase the educational disparity. But the creative, give them that.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Another hantavirus positive test in Spain. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Someone else who was on that stricken cruise ship that's been evacuated. The AP reports 11 positive cases so far. But the World Health Organization's director, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, maintains the risk is low.
At the moment, there is no sign that we are seeing the start of a larger outbreak.
But it can take weeks for the hantavirus to show symptoms, so a Dutch hospital is going to quarantine.